Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
It's Tuesday the 3rd of March and today's podcast is going to focus on coronavirus after a case was confirmed in Kent. This is what we know so far. The outbreak started in the Wuhan region of China in late December. In January, the World Health Organization declared it an international public health emergency. Since then, it's spread around the world with a significant number of cases recently being diagnosed in northern Italy. Yesterday, it was confirmed a worker at a company based at Maidstone Studios has tested positive for COVID-19 after recently returning from the country. Andrew Scott-Clark is the Director of Public Health in Kent.
I have to say the risk to the population is and continues to be low at the moment. Public Health England are doing the work around contact tracing and making sure that all those people that have come into close contact with the case are advised and self-isolated. And in that way, we hope that we will contain the spread of the virus in Kent.
You mentioned that containing, and that was almost the government's message earlier on today. Do you think it's right that we are preparing for worst case scenarios, though, and we are ready?
We must plan. We're in a containment phase at the moment, and that's all about slowing the spread of the virus. The best thing that people out there can do is to maintain that good hand hygiene, so washing with soap and water, and the catch it, bin it, kill it message. So making sure if they're using tissues that they blow their nose, cough into tissues and dispose of those properly and effectively.
What's the message been at council level? I'm sure there's plans going in place and things being implemented at council level.
We're working across the council and across our partners to make sure that we as a system are all geared up and prepared for what might come. And that's really important because this is not just about the council, this is about the whole system of Kent and Medway, including the National Health Service, being ready and responding.
Having those contingency plans in place now, does that make it easier to deal with the spread?
It makes it much easier, and in containment we're trying to delay so we can make sure that those plans both nationally and locally are absolutely in place.
Do you believe it could get out of hand if these plans weren't in place?
I think we've got really good public systems in this public health systems in this country. We are prepared. We have managed other pandemics. If you remember the swine flu pandemic back in 2009-10, we managed that very well in Kent, as we did nationally, and we will do the same for this.
Kent Online News.
The NHS says more than 35,000 people used its online service in a single day over the weekend to get advice about coronavirus. Since it launched on Wednesday, the website has dealt with more than 70,000 inquiries. The health service in England is using initial extra funding of £1.7 million to be able to hire more call handlers. Dr. Jeremy Rossman from the University of Kent says we should try not to panic.
Right now within the UK, it is still very much under control. We are seeing isolated cases and we are seeing an increase in cases, but these tend to be cases that we know where the person was exposed, we know the travel history, and these people are being isolated. So we're doing a very good job right now identifying the contacts, identifying the risks, and isolating the people that are infectious. So there's very little cause for concern right now within the UK.
Children at several schools in Kent are self-isolating after coming into contact with people suspected of having the virus. While in Kent, a theatre was forced to cancel a show last night as tests were carried out on a member of the cast with links to the county's first confirmed case. Youth theatre company NT Connections were due to perform at the Gulbenkian in Canterbury. Medway TV medic Dr. Range, meantime, has released a video explaining it all to young people.
Just to put it into a bit of perspective, flu affects millions of people every year around the world, and some of those people can get really, really poorly and even die from it. And that's why it's really important that we take flu seriously, because it is much, much more common. And that's why it's really important to have your flu vaccine as one of the best ways to protect yourself. At the moment, we don't have a vaccine against coronavirus, but there are certain things and precautions that we are advising everybody to take, and it's just really, really simple, sensible stuff. First of all, if you've travelled to a particular part of the world, things like certain parts of China and other parts of the world recently, then you may be asked to speak to a doctor or a health professional to get some advice, because you may have to stay at home and isolate or quarantine yourself. That means don't be in contact with anybody else for about 14 days. Now, why 14 days? Because that's how long it takes for when you first pick up the coronavirus for it to then show signs of any illness. So if you've been to an affected part of the world and you've not had symptoms for 14 days after you've got back, you've probably not got coronavirus. But you will hear a lot in the news about people being quarantined or told to stay at home. And there's lots and lots of advice online from Public Health England around how to self-isolate or quarantine if you've been told to do that. Now, if you have been to one of these affected regions and you do get symptoms, then it's really important that you pick up the phone and speak to a doctor or a health professional and get advice and get treatment. Now, for everybody else, all we are saying is it's the same simple measures that we would advise for something like flu. So that means if you're poorly, if you've got a cough or a cold, then sneeze into a tissue, throw the tissue away, wash your hands, or sneeze or cough into the corner of your elbow and wipe or wash that and throw it away and wash your hands. And just be careful around people that are poorly or people that may be vulnerable, like small children, pregnant women, or the elderly. And that's all you have to do at the moment.
Kent Online reports.
Well, today the government has been detailing how it plans to contain the spread of the virus. The Prime Minister has warned as many as 1 in 5 people will be off work in the UK at the peak of an outbreak. The document says the NHS may have to delay many non-urgent appointments. Moves to close schools, encourage home working, and limiting large-scale gatherings will also be considered. Nadja Ahmed is chair of the National Care Association based in Medway. She's been speaking to Phil about how they could be affected.
The advice is really quite thorough, isn't it, about the self-isolation. And if you think you've got it, then just make sure that you don't make anybody else vulnerable, and make sure that you take yourself away from that possibility.
In terms of obviously people, you know, nurses, people who work in care, what's the advice to them? Because obviously they're probably the most vulnerable and exposed people throughout, aren't they?
Well, the most vulnerable people are the people we look after. So whether you're a nurse in a hospital or whether you're in a care setting or care workers, we're looking after vulnerable people who are amongst that high risk group. And so absolutely, if you are one of those people who's been in contact with or been away and you've come back and are showing symptoms, you are going to have to self-isolate and you are going to have to move away from the service. I think the challenge for us is that if people have been into work and they're self-isolating and you get a care service where there's a number of people, it's very quickly going to make that service possibly unable to operate.
Well, you can read advice from Public Health England at kentonline.co.uk, including when you should consider self-isolating.
Kent Online reports.
Some other news in brief now, and a person's been stabbed near a block of student flats in Gillingham. Officers in emergency service vehicles were called to Jeffrey Street, not far from Wilko, at about 9:30 last night. You can see pictures from the scene at Kent Online. Electricity vouchers could be handed out to families across Medway to help put food on the table. Medway Food Bank is looking to introduce a fuel bank, which could provide top-up energy coupons for cooking, heating and lighting. Councillors are due to debate the scheme as part of a food poverty action plan. Chatham's been named as one of the worst places in the country for air pollution. A report says 1 in 16 deaths in the town could be linked to long-term exposure to harmful particulates. It comes as Medway Council are being put under pressure to act on the climate emergency they declared in April last year. And Kent sprinter Dina Asher-Smith is being made into a Barbie. A doll's been created to honour the sprinter's achievements and inspire the next generation of young women. It's part of the toy company is Shiro's range, which highlights female role models from around the world. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day and overnight, just head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online podcast.